From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Friday, August 21st. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will reopen in a matter of days. The Grizzly Creek fire has kept it closed for more than a week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
This is Western Colorado's most important road. Its closure has stopped everything from beer deliveries to family vacations, with crippling effects on the local economy. So CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu's announcement that the road would open again in the next few days, it came as very welcome news.
And we know that every day matters to Coloradans and to our economy. And you know, once again, you know, we are doing everything we can to expedite this and know that time is of the essence.
The Grizzly Creek fire has mostly moved out of Glenwood Canyon. CDOT says it doesn't appear to have damaged bridges that support the road, but they still have to assess landslide risk and other factors. Paul Santi says that's especially important because falling rocks are more common after a fire. He's a geologist at the Colorado School of Mines.
I'd say the next year or two, I'd be pretty wary of driving through there during a rainstorm or during one of these spring days when there's a lot of snow melt.
Santi says the water will now rush down the canyon walls, taking mud and debris with it. The fire has been humbling for Ralph Trapani. He's a retired CDOT engineer. He oversaw the construction of I-70 through the canyon in the 1980s and 90s.
Mother Nature is always going to bat last, especially in a place like Glenwood Canyon. And we do the best we can to manage around that, but things happen. And Mother Nature especially is going to continue to make things happen.
Trapani pins the cause for fires like Grizzly Creek directly on climate change. Colorado climate scientists say we should expect more hot, dry summers like this one. That will transform landscapes across the state. In the short term, that means coming to terms with jarring changes to familiar places like Glenwood Canyon. CDOT's Michael Goolsbee says drivers should prepare themselves.
It's apocalyptic. There's areas up there that it's destroyed. It's terrible, and it pains me to see it. I had somebody specifically tell me they went through it and cried when they saw it.
The trees and shrubs in Glenwood Canyon will regrow, but it'll take a long, long time. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Climate experts say that the wildfires burning in the state are a direct result of rising temperatures. The increased heat plus this year's drought have created ideal conditions for wildfire. Brad Udall is a water and climate researcher at CSU. He says this summer is proof positive of a warming trend.
Without climate change, half of these fires wouldn't happen. Half of this acreage would not be burned. And it just brings home how these hot and dry periods add to fire danger and fire impacts.
Udall says the way to stop conditions from getting even worse is to cut carbon emissions. Now for a roundup of wildfires burning around the state. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is nearing 20% containment. However, it continues to grow in acreage. As of Friday morning, it was estimated about 125,000 acres burned. It is the second largest wildfire in Colorado state history. The Grizzly Creek fire was just under 30,000 acres at 11% containment. The Cameron Peak fire in northern Colorado has burned more than 16,000 acres, and firefighters are concerned about growth and threats to buildings due to hot, dry, and windy conditions today. The Williams Fork fire, 15 miles southwest of Fraser, also saw rapid growth this week. It's at more than 10,000 acres with 3% containment. And finally, the Mill Creek fire in the West Elk Wilderness continues to smolder in grass and brush, but crews were able to contain the blaze and it has not grown above 5 acres since being discovered early this week. It's day 5 of a 2-week quarantine for about 150 students at Colorado College. A student in their dorm tested positive for COVID-19, and others there were exposed. Freshman Yasmine Garcia says they can leave their rooms to use the restroom and to get water while wearing masks. Their food is delivered by people in protective gear.
They drop our food, they knock on the door so that we know that their food is there, and then once, like, a few minutes pass, we can go outside and get our food, and we have a fridge in the room, so we get to save our food.
The college also gave out box fans because the dorm does not have air conditioning. Governor Jared Polis toured an elementary school in Denver on Thursday to review safety measures districts are using to keep students safe during the coronavirus pandemic. KBUT's Scott Franz has more. And your
Polis says keeping children in separate cohorts and requiring masks is making it, quote, reasonably safe for schools to reopen. But he expects some of them will still see outbreaks like the ones that were reported this week at a high school in Fort Lupton and Colorado College in Colorado Springs.
I don't want anybody to be surprised in our state when classes and even schools do need to be shut down. That is no different than stores, restaurants, offices. We call it a site-based outbreak.
Meanwhile, the state is making good on an earlier promise from the governor, supplying free medical-grade masks to all public and private school districts that request them for their teachers. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
The KBUT newscast is heard every weekday at noon, 2 and 6 p.m. right here on KBUT.